CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Coronavirus transmission in Colorado is still high. On Monday, the state reported the seven-day average of positive tests is nearly 10%. That's close to the peak from a year ago. The number of Coloradans hospitalized for COVID is down slightly from Friday. Pitkin County is preparing for a busy ski season and a busy COVID winter. The county's Board of Health has a plan to respond to Aspen Valley Hospital's capacity through the winter, when plenty of out-of-towners are expected to visit. If hospital capacity is strained, the county will consider a stay-at-home order similar to what it had early in the pandemic. A clinic at the Aurora VA Hospital will be named for Lieutenant Colonel John Mosley. Mosley was a Tuskegee Airman and the first black football player at Colorado State University. Congress passed a bill Monday to name the clinic for Mosley. It will open next summer. The University of Northern Colorado is taking the next step to establish an osteopathic medical school in Greeley. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
Osteopathic doctors are fully licensed physicians who practice a more holistic, patient-centered approach that focuses on prevention. The new school would be a nonprofit enterprise within the university. There are still several hurdles. The university must apply for accreditation, state authorization, and must raise $135 million in funding. One study shows Colorado has a severe shortage of physicians, especially in rural areas. UNC says the osteopathic medical profession has a long tradition of providing care in places where patients lack other doctors. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
We are seeing reports of a wildfire burning near Estes Park. Small for now, but potentially pretty dangerous. The fire is about 2.5 miles from the center of town, just outside of Rocky Mountain National Park. Much of the Front Range is under a red flag fire danger warning through much of the day, with gusty winds today, then a chance for rain and snow for Metro Denver tonight. It's going to be turning sunny and quite a bit cooler across the state tomorrow and through the rest of the week. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.